Siyabonga PJ. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, May 24th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Tungamile Nkomo.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about Liberation War icon Dumiso Dabengwa, who died yesterday in Nairobi, Kenya.
To join our discussion, call us at 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 and 138-660 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
We are streaming live on the internet at www.voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, as well as voandevele.com.
Zimbabwe's Liberation War icon Dumiso Dabengwa died on Thursday morning in Nairobi, Kenya, en route from India to Zimbabwe after a long battle with liver disease. Dabengwa's family has reached out to the government for help in repatriating his body. Dr. Dabengwa is one of the pioneer Liberation War guerrillas who included the national hero Meshack Velapi Ncube, Moffat Hadebe, Robson Manyika, Clark Mpofu, Sikwili Nkoli Moyo, and retired Colonel Chinga Dube on the Zapu side.
Dabengwa was born in Matabelele North's Umguza district in 1939. He was part of the joint ZAPU and ANC's Umkhonto weSizwe Strategic Committee that mapped and executed the famous Wangi-Wange Battle in 1967 that surprised the Rhodesian forces. This joint overall operation was meant to give added military impetus to both the African National Congress, ANC, and ZAPU's broad strategies for liberation. For the ANC, this would achieve the immediate goal of resuscitating the internal struggle by placing trained ANC guerrillas back on South African soil. Nicknamed the Black Russian because of his military training in Russia, Mr. Dabengwa was accused of hiding arms of war, the pretext for the army crackdown, Gugurahundi, in western Zimbabwe that rice groups say it killed 20,000, even more, mostly minority Ndebele people.
If you wish to join the show right now, call us directly on this number, 001-201-619-2077, and we'll call you back. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
According to family members, efforts are afoot, blessing to repatriate Mr. Dabengwa's body to Zimbabwe. And we don't know yet whether he will be declared national hero or not, but there is consensus that Mr. Dabengwa is a hero who doesn't require declaration or approval from any political party, really.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not yet clear whether his body will arrive in Bulawayo Saturday or Sunday, but indeed efforts are underway to bring him back home. Some family members flew to Nairobi last night to actually try and finish the paperwork so that the body will be repatriated. Wongu hamawadiwa va changotibata nasi izwa rekusua aponyika iriku batana mukuchema gamba re hondo yerusununguko va Dumiso Dabengwa avakashaya nezuro ku Nairobi, Kenya, vachibva kunorapwa chirwere chechiropa ku India kwavanga vaenda mavhiki apfuura ayo, asi vanenge vakazoramba vachisimbirwa nekurwara. Nasi vanhu vari ku Bulawayo kumba kwavo uko vakaungana vakamirira kuti mutumbi wao ubve kuNairobi kuKenya uko vakashaikira asi vanhu vakawanda munyika semataurite ntungamiri apo vari kuwirirana kuti aiwa iri igamba renyika kunyange hazvo Politburo yeZANU-PF iri kuti ichazogara kana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vadzoka kubva kuSouth Africa kwavaenda kunoona kugadzwa kwemutungamiri wenyika iyi vaCyril Ramaphosa. Ntungamiri.
Yebo kunjalo Blessing Lee chona njani makhaya sile themba silithola likahle lamhlanje ke kulolu hlelo uhlelo lwe-Live Talk sikhangela imbali gababa uDumiso Dabengwa obengumkhokheli wezaphu owalwa impi yenkululeko endawonye labo Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo utshonile ubaba uDabengwa izolo utshonele kwele Kenya vela kwele India lapho abese lacha khona sizwa kuthiwa udliwe ngumkhuhlane wesibindi ufikile khona le kwele India kumaviki amabili amathathu edluleyo kodwa odokotela kabakwazanga ukumphathisa ngiyabona umkhuhlane ubusumkhulele ngaleyo ndlela utheke esephenduka ekhaya izolo ngokuswelakala kwenhlanhla ke wasetshona wasetshonela kwele Kenya. Abantu abanengi bayakhuluma abanye bathi kumele abekwe eNational Heroes Acre ngoba eliqhawe lamaqhawe empela asikho isidingo ngokusho kwalabo bantu esokuthi uDabengwa kumelelwe ibandla leZANU-PF litsho ukubana uliqhawe kumbe kayisilo qhawe bathi hayi lanxa engaze ebekwe emalibeni Heroes Acre gumbe egibo lapha aphuma khona kuyafanana nje okusalayo i-bottom line is iqhaza alibambayo ekukhululeni ilizwe limenza abe eliqhawe lamaqhawe and political national political leaders are also weighing in. We have uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa elwaba enkundleni ye-Twitter izolo ngemva kokushona kukababa uDabengwa. Uthe yena, I'm very sorry to hear of the passing of Comrade Dumiso Dabengwa. I had huge respect for Dumiso and his contribution to Zimbabwe. As a liberation fighter, a long-standing minister of home affairs, and as a man, my deepest condolences are with his friends and family at this said time. Ngubaba, uMnangagwa ngelo kuluma ukuchona uguga babu Dabengwa. Kuzo kutige, ubabu Chamisa, uNelson Chamisa, umkhokhelwe MDC. Lae ulobe enkundleni Twitter kala ngokushona kwaDabengwa uthe umdala uDumiso Dabengwa was a humble, wise, honest and principled leader, a hero of our liberation struggle. Without peer, he lived a simple life. We don't take it lightly that he endorsed our cause before he left us. We joined the Dabengwa family, a nation, during this said moment. Ube mbonga ke ubaba Dabengwa lapho uchamisa ngoba wamsekela kukhetho olusanda kwedlula. Bless.
I think we are now being joined by Mr. Isaac Mabuka, who is the ZAPU National Chairperson. Mr. Mabuka, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us and of course, our deepest condolences. Ntunga, maybe you can...
Mr. Mabuka, we understand arrangements are underway to repatriate Mr. Dabengwa's body to Bulawayo. Any update as to when he will be arriving in Bulawayo?
Oh, yes. Just from his house now, there was an announcement made that the body will arrive on Sunday with the early plane that comes from South Africa. I think they say it arrives here at around 7:30. We are appealing to all Zimbabweans who can wake up in the morning to join people who go to the airport. There is no number. You can go. We can go as many as we can to meet our hero and take him to his house.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr. Mabuka, you worked with the late Dabengwa. Can you just tell us what kind of man he was?
I worked with Dabengwa during the struggle. Really, we did not work together much because he was very high and I was not very low. Of course, I was one of the commanders. Mm-hmm. But during the formation of ZAP, mm-hmm. he is the man who decided that, please, I think we are being cheated. That is the time when he was in ZANU-PF. He said, no, I think we are being cheated. The better thing is we better go back to where we were, whether we win the elections, whether we lose, whether we do what, but let's go back to the name of ZAPO. He was saying that because he was realizing that the word ZAPO and the liberation history of ZAPO was being buried by ZANU-PF purposely. Mm-hmm. That by the time we got to 2007, 2008, it was like a scene to be heard talking about ZAPO because the word ZAPO could not be heard anymore. Mm-hmm. So the history was being buried. So he actually approached several of us, me, one of them, some of them, the provincial chairman of Bulawayo, and said, guys, we better go back to the name ZAPO. What do we do? And that is a man who could think. He said, no, when they formed the ZAPO from NDP, the Congress, and what we can do, we can call for a Congress to reform ZAPO again. Okay. He did it. We went on, we had the first meeting, the second meeting, and we prepared for the 2010 Congress, which then brought ZAPO back to where it is today.
Babu Mabuka, ungachasisela abantu kubana njengomuntu wasebenza loBabu Dabengwa okwesikhathi eside kangaka. Vele imaze ngumuntu onjani njalo okuyini elizamkhumbula ngakho?
Ngizachazisa njalo ngesintu ukuthi uBabu Dabengwa ngumuntu wasikhipha emlonyeni wesilwane. Okuthi ngabe kuthiwa kakusidabengwa ufika namhla 2019 ngayo ibale elithi ZAPO. Lona ngwalo kuyabe sekungani vele ngeyinye into engazange ibe khona. Abantu bonke abalwa under ZAPO i-history yabo yayifanele ukuthi ngayo isigqitshelwe. Wakunanzelela yena ekuZANU-PF ukuthi hayi lapho abantu laba sibe sikopha la. Ngoba vele into yonke sekuthiwa ZANU-PF akusela lutho, i-history yethu sirojiwe. Akusela la bantu kusukela amahambi asedadeni kwiZAPO ngesikhathi sakhona kwathiwa hayi kade sizakusela ukuthi lowo ngeZAPO lowo ngawangaphi bave kwaphela kwasala kungasela la maminista kade bekhona basala sebebalutshwana bebekuZAPO kwathiwa hayi akusela nto kuthiwa iZAPO sekuyiZANU-PF. Wa-approacha amadoda amaningi wathi madoda lebo lokuthi sesirojwa la i-history yethu sekuyikuphela kwayo. Kungcono sibuyelene ebizweni elithi ZAPO. Kumbe siyawina, kumbe siyaluza, kumbe kuhamba njani. Kodwa asibuyeleni kwenza ukuthi siqalise ukubhala ihistory yabantu bethu lokuthi baqalise ukuthi wona abanye abasakhulayo vele bengasakwazi yona into okuthiwa yiZAPO ukuthi kuyini. Besizwa ngani ngokunye okuyinganekwana nje into abantu balwayo ngabantu bezana ukuphela.
Mhm. Uyakhuluma ke lapho ubaba uMabuka Limzwile ekhuluma ukuthi isidumbu sika Babu Dabengwa siza efika eZimbabwe ngelanga langesonto ekuseni o'clock ngo 7:30. Uchilo ke ukuba na abayabe belekhono abenelisayo linga hamba ke egcekeni lendizamchina Joshua Mqabuko Nkomo Airport ukuya emhlangabeza.
Of course, Mr. Mabuka, please do stay on the line. And of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And we have dedicated today's program to remembering the life of national icon, Dumiso Dabengwa. Of course, nicknamed the Black Russian during the Liberation War because he was trained in the then Soviet Union as a military strategist. And of course, he excelled in that field. Ntunga, we once spoke to Mr. Dabengwa on this very program after the coup that ousted former President Robert Mugabe in November 2017. And let's take a listen to what he had to say about what was happening back then.
The remarks by Chiwenga are very welcome. Although they come late, but it's better late than never. Some of us saw this as early as 2008, and when we tried to persuade him not to participate in the 2008 elections, everything was manipulated at that Congress. And he still remained in power. I can only say that colleagues in ZANU-PF who refused to back the move that we're taking are the ones to blame. When we put in Magoni to actually challenge that that seat, the candidature of the vice president in 2007, at the Congress in 2007. We didn't get the support, and they went on to confirm him as the candidate. And it's been going on and on. And that's why I say it's welcome that the army has finally decided to step in and ensure that somebody who can come in with clarity and be able to take Zimbabwe out of the quagmire that it is in just now.
The words there of the late Liberation War hero, Dumiso Dabengwa, talking about the military intervention to oust former President Robert Mugabe.
I like that military intervention. Yeah, limzile ke lapho ubaba uDabengwa ngesikhathi esaphila ikhuluma ngemva kokuhluthunelwa intambo zombuso kukamongameli Robert Mugabe libutho. Isilaye njalo ekhuluma ngolimi lwesiNdebele asilalelene.
There was a bit of a mix-up there, and we want to apologize. But, of course, there are people following us on WhatsApp. We have Richard, no, it's rather on Facebook, Facebook Live. Richard Supiri from Kwekwe, Arguti, may he so rest in peace. Sarah Mazengera, Arguti, Mazengera, Zorra Murugari Baba, Max Manyika, rest in peace. Kawe lama kawe. Lamek Kavia, Arguti will be missed, our great hero. Lizzie Mugova, Arguti watching from Botswana. Wellington Chatende Uka, Arguti always remembered. Richard Karikoga, go well, true son of the soil. Fraser Chicks, Nathan N.R., Arguti, rest in peace, comrade D.D. Dabengwa. Famba Nero, Argutie, give us the number again. The number is, I think you can see it at the bottom of the screen there. But I can.
It's 202 prefix with the code 001-202-465-0318.
Yeah, but it's on the bottom, that yellow strip there. The number is appearing
on the screen, yes. Mm-hmm.
Payara Chikwengwe, Arguti Baniro Akanaka, Gabriel Rwadzisai, Arguti Fe, Ndripa Deben, please call me. Ignatius Maranda, Lakmo Arguti Baniro Akanaka, Mkoma Jonga, Pamwena Mkoma Ntunga Mili. Nkomo, tinokutendai nechirongwa chamunotipa zuva nezuva. Ndiri kukuonai ndiri pamoza ku Cabo Delgado. William Shavai ari kuti watching from Botswana. Sonwell Chokururama ari kuti manheru akanaka. Nicodemus Matariro ari kutiwo manheru pamwe naPatricia Sibanda Burawa. Ntunga.
Besizama ke kumzuzu embili emthathu esanda kwedlula ukulizwisa ingxoxo esake sabalayo loDabengwa. Kodwa kusuke kwaba le mix up kancane, kodwa nansi ke leyo ngxoxo asilalelene.
One threat that you have, and that threat is Zapu. That threat is Zipra. I'm saying it for the first time. Some people will not know. Ask Mugabe, ask Mnangagwa, ask all those other people that I've mentioned, except Masu and Njuru, who are late. This is what he said. I was the only one who tried to intervene and find out what this army general was saying. And I asked him, do you realize that we are seated right here, actually sitting next to Mugabe, myself, and you are telling the Prime Minister that I am the enemy? And he said, and I asked Mugabe, is this a security brief that we've come to attend? And Mugabe said, can you answer that question?
Ngubaba uDabengwa ke lo uproducer obesitshela ukuthi obekhuluma ngesindebela ngazi kumbe isikhiwa kumvalile umfana ngazi ukuthi but anyway that was ubaba uDabengwa ke khuluma ngesingisi lapho ubekhanya ekhuluma ngokuxabana kwakhe lo mongameli Robert Mugabe osowasuswayo embusweni. Abana ingilisa kumbula wagi wavalelwa kweminyaka emhlanu emine ubaba uDabengwa labo Lookout Masuku. Ubaba Masuku waze wazishonela, use echonile nake namhlanje ubaba uDabengwa.
Wonguka hamwadiwa manzwa vamabuka vachitaura hapo kuti vari kutarisira kuti mutumbi wava Dabengwa uchasvika munyika nemusi wesvondo ku Bulawayo. Vari kukurudzira vanhu vose vanokwanisa kuti vaende kunovagamuchira, kunovatambira, kuti vapuhwe riremekedzo rwegamba semunhu akarwira nyika yerusununguko, anoremekedzwa zvikuru muZimbabwe yose, mativi mana ose, uye nemuAfrica, nekuti tiri kuona kuti kana kurana South Africa uko vari kuchema zvikuru, nekuti nguva yehondo vaishandawo nemapato akaita sana ANC. Zvikuru kuchikwata chainzi Umkhonto weSizwe chairwisa icho utongi hweupambe pfumi kuSouth Africa, kana kuti apartheid. Tungamiri.
Babu Mabuka le kona icingweni. Intsha igenge yanamhlanje le isifundo bani le ufuna isifunde empilweni kababu uDabengwa?
Hayi, abacha kumele bafunde ukuthi kona uba udala ngahamba empinisi semncane wayesola into eyayisenzakala lucky enough ngesikhathi sangikona kwakuliwa ngezithalo but kathesi ine-democratic country abatsha kuliwa ngedemokrasi ngokuvota abatsha bangafunda kudabe ngokuthi anxa into ungayizwisisi kumele lathi silweni ngokuvota nxa kukuthi izinto azihambi kahle njengokubona kwami elizweni lakithi hhayi izinto azihambi kahle abantu ngendlela abavota ngayo asikwazi kumbe bavota kuhle kumbe bavota kubi but hhayi ama-results angikhona iwasilethela namhla kula fiweli hhayi imali izinto ziyakhwela and we are in a democratic country where the vote must work so abatsha must learn from ndabe ngokuthi wena xa into ungayizwisisi kumele uyilwise ngaleyo ndlela elwiswa ngazona ezo zikhathi kathesi kulwiswana ngevote kabavote bavotele ukuthi izinto zibe right ngoba i-future ngeyabo nxa beyavota bevotele izinto ezingaqondanga izinto ziphambaniseke zibe nje bazasebenza ngaphi abatsha ngingathi kabafunde ukuthi ona nxa ungasola ulutho liyaqoqana lihambe liyovota ngendlela e-right they must learn that from abantu abanjengabodabengwa abaqalisa labo bebancane beqoqana I understand why ngu-treasurer oyouth ngesikhathi sakhona ngesikhathi se-NDP sezengumfana bathi wayehamba ngumdududu langebhasikile ehambe ecollectise imali ebantwini eziphathi labo kumele bayenze njalo bangayenza njalo bavote kuhle ilizwe lakithi lifane lamanye amazwe angxelelene lakhe
ubaba Isaac Mabuka ngomgcini sihlalo webandla lezapho limzwile lapho elixwayisa lina bontanga abasakhulayo emakhaya ukubana kuyini elingakufunda kubaba uDabengwa yena otshone izolo evela kwele India lapho abeselatshwa khona utshonele kwele Kenya. It's 28 minutes past 8 o'clock and this is Live Talk. We are looking at the legacy, life and legacy of the late Dr. Dumiso Dabengwa, the leader of ZAPU.
Mm-hmm. Of course, like Mr. Mabuka clearly said there, he started when he was really young with the NDP. That is way back in the 50s before joining ZAPU. And of course, he was trained in Russia, where he excelled as a military strategist. We just want to take a short break, a few minutes. And Mr. Mabuka, please do stay on the line. And just quickly cross over to Chicago, Ntungamili, where there is the Zim Expo, which kicked off today. And we have our reporter there, Gibbs Dube. Gibbs, how are you doing? Hello, Gibbs.
Hello, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just briefly, tell us about what's happening there.
Yeah, here, Blessing, I'm at the Zim Expo. You know, this year they are holding it at, you know, in Chicago. This is a very big business and entertainment event that is held annually in different cities. So this year, they are here in Chicago, and hopefully it's going to be a big, big event. So what is happening right now, Blessing, is that, you know, there are some people who are coming here at the Hilton Hotel where they are getting some passports while others are registering to participate in the event. Later this evening, there's going to be a business dinner for people that have come for the event. Some people are drawn from, you know, Canada, some from, of course, USA, and maybe they're expecting others from London. I'm not quite sure whether they're going to get all those kind of people. So maybe you can speak briefly to Mr. Anesu Manjengwa. He's with me here. He's the co-founder of Zim Expo. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank
you. Go ahead, Blessing, and pose a question to him.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjengwa, for joining us. Now, just tell us briefly, How different is this year's expo from the ones that you have done before?
Well, it's very different because we always get different people coming in. Every time you have a different dimension of people, we end up with different results. So we are marketing for different types of people. We are bringing from Zimbabwe Jazz Signal and Cindy, who is here this afternoon with us already. So they are going to bring in their own set of fans that are going to make the expo quite unique.
But how does it benefit the country and Zimbabweans in general?
Well, for starters, we create a platform for the Zimbabweans to come together and exchange business ideas, social ideas, or whatever they want to discuss. So just having the platform put together is a positive approach for the Zimbabweans in the diaspora, because otherwise they don't have a place where they can get together in flesh and exchange ideas.
Ntunga, you want to talk to?
Saga pane vanhu vakawanda here.
Vanhu vari kuuya. This is the beginning of the expo. It's Friday afternoon. We have a lot of people who are promising to come. Until we see them here, we can't say varipo, but vari kuuya vanhu.
Of course, before he goes, Mr. Manjengwa, yes, you are aware that Dr. Dabengwa passed on. How are you going to remember him there?
He passed on this morning or yesterday?
Yesterday, Thursday.
Yesterday. We have a full schedule of activities. We will find a way of respectfully honoring him in our activities. We don't want to just rush and do things that may not give enough pride to his legacy. So we will sit down as a committee and find a way to best respect him.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjengwa, for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
And we also want to thank Gibbs Dube in Chicago. Of course, Gibbs will keep us updated on what is happening there from today until...
Or maybe, blessing, before you go, do you want to talk to Cindy? You know Cindy is a star, eh?
Okay.
Just for 2 seconds.
Yeah. All right.
Cindy, welcome to the program. So Cindy is here with us, and I think you can see her. She's an upcoming artist. She's quite good, yeah?
Hello, hi. Cindy? Hello, Cindy?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Cindy, what are you promising your fans?
Nothing less than fireworks.
Do you have any new songs that are going to be released at the expo?
Not necessarily released at the expo, but because this is a new audience, there are a lot of new songs that I'm going to perform to this audience. They are going to be new.
Please don't burn the house with those fireworks.
I'm sure I don't want to be sued.
Okay, so when is your show?
The show is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so people should be ready to... Is there... are you going to do like a joint one with Jazz Signal or...
Anything? Anything is possible. I wouldn't want to preempt the show. I would only want to say to people, come through and let's have fun.
No,
and you can tell him that I'm one of the backing vocals.
Yes, Gibbs is one of my backing vocalists.
I don't trust Gibbs' guttural exploits. I'm sure people will be throwing cans on the stage. So, Cindy, please, I advise you, don't try that.
I think Ken's good to add a little drama to the show. A little comic relief wouldn't be bad.
No, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you so much, Mr. Manjengo, Gibbs Dube, and musician Cindy Munyawi. Ntungabili.
Indeed, those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7, and the program is Live Talk. It's 25 minutes. Before the top of the hour tonight, we are talking about the life and legacy of the legendary Dumiso Dabengwa, who passed away yesterday in Kenya en route back to Zimbabwe while coming from India, where he was receiving medical treatment for a liver ailment. And tonight on the program, we have ZAPU National Chairman, Mr. Isaac Mabuga. Babu Mabuga, ukhona ecingweni?
Ya, ngikhona.
Kundaba ze qhawe lapha ekuthini ubaba uDabengwa liqhawe ubekwa kuphi lingaba selilolwazi kukhona elikwazi
hayi angakwazi kuhle bathi ngokukhuluma kwefamily because imfa iqondana nefamily kakhulu thina we are there just to assist where necessary. Ngokukhuluma kwefamily ukhanya uzangcwatshwa lapho okungcwatshwa khona abantu bakiwe entabazinduna ne-Saturday ezayo unless nxa kube nezinye izinto ezizatshintsha not Saturday yakusasa but he will be buried 7 days later uzafika ngesonto I think kuzaba ne-memorial service ezayenziwa phakathi kweviki I think ngenxenga kulesihlanu bese kuyiwa entabazinduna lapha avelethe ngiyabona ebatshelile ukuthi uzafuna ukungcwatshwa khona. Okubuqawe hhayi asikwazi njengoba i-government yiyo eyadeclare ukuthi umuntu liqawe ngoba ukungcwatshwa kulandaba ukuthi ungcwatshwe ngaphi. Nxa uliqawe liqawe. Nxa abantu abakahulumente bethi hhayi bakubona ngani ungabasapoti kuhle kumbe bakubona ngani ubuqhawe bakuyadandakuzeka hhayi bakushiya ngaphandle so hhayi lokhu angeke singene kikho kakhulu esikwaziyo yikhona okokukhulunywa yifemily namhla emdandazweni wantambama ukuthi ibhodi zabuya ngesonto abantu bezimbabwe abafuna ukuthi bayamhlangabeza ngesonto ekuseni abalezimota babekelele baye e-airport siyobuya la siyomchiya lapha afanele asale khona bese kusiba le program yaphakathi kweviki angikwazi ukuthi kuyawusenziwani
blessing
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Dumiso Dabengwa, who started his fight for liberation in his 20s with the NDP before going to join ZAPU and excelling during the Liberation War, of course, under the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo as a Zipra cadre. He was to be trained in Moscow. That's why he earned the nickname the Black Russian. But of course, after independence, they were problems in Matabeleland that led to what many call a genocide. And many people were killed in Matabeleland and the Midlands province, allegedly by the 5th Brigade. And Mr. Dabengwa was detained for 4 years at Chikurubi Maximum Prison alongside the late General Lookout Masuku, who unfortunately passed on at Parirenyatwa Hospital after that detention, of course. And when the unit accord was signed, that's when, of course, Mr. Dabengwa was to later join the government as the Minister of Home Affairs before moving out to revive ZAPU. Now we are being joined by Mr. Lloyd Musipa, a lawyer and political analyst based in London, who knew Mr. Dabengwa very well, and I can say they spoke on many occasions. Mr. Musipa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
The pleasure is mine.
Ntungamile.
Mr. Msipa, your take. Mr. Dabengwa is no more.
Yes, the big man is no more. The country has lost a hero. We've lost a pillar, the last living pillar of ZAPU, as it originally existed. Dumiso Dabengwa represented security in ZAPU under ZIPRA. If you remember back in the times of struggle, you had ZANU having Emmerson Mnangagwa as the intelligence supremo, Mkhonto Sizwe having Jacob Zuma as the intelligence supremo, and ZAPU having Mr. Dabengwa as intelligence supremo, known affectionately as the Black Russian. Post-independence, of course, after the Unity Accord, he joined government, as you narrated earlier on. Mm-hmm. But he was to be disappointed by what transpired thereafter. I remember speaking to him, telling me, look, Lloyd, that Unity Accord we signed was not a Unity Accord. It was a surrender accord because we had no choice. We were under fire. We had to do it because our people were getting killed. And as you know, after that, he went on to hold a Congress and withdraw ZAPU from the Unity Accord. And by the time it passed, he was running, you know, ZAPU and hoping to revive its fortunes.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Musipa, there was one video where he was saying that, you know, he does not know what to tell Tongogara or Lookout Masuku if he dies, you know, about the independence of the country, essentially indicating that he was a broken man. He was not happy with what was happening in Zimbabwe post-independence.
When Lookout Masuku passed on, as you said, after he was released from prison, he was also a broken man. Joshua Nkomo died a broken man. And obviously, as he narrated, he was a broken man because our revolution was fought by all these men. And it's a revolution that lost its way. They did not realize what they fought for. We ended up with a government that did not represent the aspirations of those who went to war. And that darkness continues to haunt us up to today. You know, we go back to many other videos that you may see of this same guy saying that we're here to replace the Ian Smith regime. We were here to rescue Zimbabwe from the Ian Smith regime. But it turns out Zimbabwe actually is the one that needs rescuing from those that, you know, that hijacked it. Remember, myself, I was born in ZAPU. We are products of ZAPU. Mm-hmm. You know, joining ZANU later on was through the Unity Accord. So we found that those who came from ZAPU had certain characteristics. They had a value system which was completely different from those who came from ZANU. Mm-hmm. And that value system continues to this day. And Dumiso Dabengwa represented one of the last pillars of those values, the values of saying power to the people. Remember, Joshua Nkomo always said, power must be given to the people. The power should never be elitist. It should not belong to a few people. It should, the people who are supposed to be the custodians of the power are the citizens of Zimbabwe. So somewhere along we got it wrong. So it's a revolution that lost its way, and he was trying to resuscitate or give it direction, and by the time he passed, he rightfully said he doesn't want to tell those who have passed. You know, what is it we fight for? Because Zimbabwe is a shadow of itself. Mm-hmm. You know, we there are so many expectations, positive things we're all looking forward to. Even after this November post 2017, we all were looking at aspirations. We thought the revolution was going to be redirected. But, you know, it continues to be, you know, to be elusive. Mm-hmm. So that is why he would be a broken man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a lawyer and political analyst, Lloyd Msipa. Esi lobabu Isaac, Mabuga njalo, umgcinisihlalo webandla leZAPU. Baba Mabuga, ikusasa lebandla limi njani lapha njengoba uBaba Dabengwa esekhotheme nje?
Hayi, okwebandla linjalo limile, ngoba ibandla lilama-structures. Any individual osephathini individual, uDabengwa engumkokheli, but ama-structures akhona. Whatever happened to him still leaves the structures intact. So everything ebekufanele kuhambe yena esesekhona, I think kuzaqhubeka. According to our constitution.
Mm-hmm. Nanzi ya pana shuta chinja blessing dangadabu nzawa mavuga kutise jo wa Dabengwa mtunga mirweza pu vasha ya remangwana re bato ragamira se isa ganza bato isis about my it's not about my individuals,
mm-hmm.
but on the land with Saganzai, teacher Ramba teacher Rwandima, teacher Famisira Bemberi, Basara Siwa Nava Dabengwa.
To Zoka Kwamuri Mkoma Lloyd Tomboti Mbichana ne Shona, panyaya yekuti va Dabengwa igamba, inyaya tingafanira kunge tichitaura nezvayo here?
Pardon me, Mr. Dabengwa, whether declared or undeclared, a national hero because he is one of the founding members of ZAPU.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's not even an issue. Upon a debate, there's no need to discuss anything. But it is also as fun to miss declare a national hero. It would expect that to declare a national hero because this presents an opportunity for the current government could get rid of that whole shroud of hero status in Opuamunu are within Zanu PF. We need to get a breakaway from that spirit. Munagarwira Zimbabwe doesn't have to be from ZANU. Munagarwira Zimbabwe. And I expect the current government to go a step further and bring people like Wana Kenan Banana, the hero status there, to the heroes, Eka, people like Wana Ndawaningi Stole. All those guys are still proper heroes because of my personal differences about Tongi Wao. Otherwise, the hero status will continue to be meaningless to the people of Zimbabwe.
Ntunga.
Asi anzi nemabasa vadavengwa vanongoonekwa segamba zvisinei nekuti vavigwa kumarinda heroes eka kana kuti havana handizvo mukoma Lloyd.
Ndizvozvo. Vadavengwa ihero chero vakavigwa kunta vazinduna kana kuti vakavigwa kuHarare. Ihero rechitsabo isakakura tichi chengetwa chitwa nechadzi nanhingi na vadavengwa. So kwandiri he was a father figure, he was the revolution personified, so to speak. Kwandiri, that's my thinking, my take. And my condolences went up family nanhingi nema leaders the current ZAPU.
Uya chukuba na ubumazi kuhle mpela la sebenza lonke. Kuyini okukodwa okumqoka ozamkhumbula ngakho?
Libuza mina.
Yebo Msipho.
No, mina uba kudingiswa Dabengwa. Wa iqawe lamaqawe. Even ukubotshwa kwabo bangu-2 General Lookout Masuku, ukukhipha kwabo ejele, ispirit yabo abayiqamukanga, bakontiwa continued engumuntu who was courageous, who wanted ukuthi Zimbabwe ilunge. Nakathesi khonapha even during these last elections sambona sesaida the opposition because yena kuye it wasn't ukuthi opposition wayethi ukuthi ilizwe libe right and as this said senkhangela kathesi ngibona ukuthi amanye ama-judgments akhe although sasingazidlaleli kuye but wayekhulumethulisa sithi masiwafana konke lokhu kwenzekayo lokhu liyadlala iZimbabwe ayisozilunge until revolution yetu isifakwe straight. So him he was a father. He was a revolutionary. And nothing would ever change that. He would a permanent place in Zimbabwe. Yena Joshua Nkomo, Lookout Masuku, wonke uJason Ngeyapapa Moyo, yikhuphe yankhona as they operated from Zambia as ZAPU. So that today I suppose it, it had to go new moon to whether Ufago heroes air can or Bamfage Tavazindu.
It's 10 minutes before the top of the hour.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the life and legacy of National Liberation War icon Dumiso Dabengwa. Kune awo chango tibata. Maka terira ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Nasi tirikutaura nezve upenyu wava Dumiso Dabengwa. Gamba renyika vakarwira hondo yerusununguko havana kugumira ipapo nyangwe nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere muna 1980 vakaenderera mberi vachirwira kuti vanhu vose munyika vange vakasununguka vapasangove nekuti vashoma ndo vanenge vachidya noriva asi kuti munhu wose akwanise kunge achiwanawo chouviri havana kumira kurwira rusununguko rwevanhu vemuZimbabwe. And our guests this evening, we have Mr. Isaac Mabuka, ZAPU National Chairperson, and also Mr. Lloyd Musipa, who is a lawyer and a political analyst. Ntunga.
Anzi tine mtereri parunare, va Donald Mambo Mamkoma Doni Ndebe.
Ntunga Mamkoma, blessing you, say.
Aiwa isu tiri nani mkoma Donald
Derek tipeo fungwa zenyu
ndodango ti tarashikigwa akadarengwa zvinova zvira chaizvo kuti vanhu rondo yavo takaiverenga mitongo tazvatsvagwa panguva vakaparticipate pane zvakanyanya kuwanda izvo asi pane zvatakazoona pavanga vari home affairs minister handava ndandazvagwa vodandato mitiri yavo yekubuda kwose kwavakazoita muzambiezvo ndoiziva ndati ndo pando kunyanya kuvarumbidza ipapo nokuti vanhu munhu akatokwanisa kutobuda oga vamwe vanozotaura vadzingwa musangano wavo zvinotaura vakuseni vana vari kugare gumbo zvavakaita dziya nokuti zvanozotanga kuti zvanibesyange yakashata takazoti sakaita miteki nehama dziripi vabuda musangano vadhavengwa ndiona sokuti munhu akasiyana nayo nezvakaita vasimba makoni kuti ndo vamwe vandingangorumbidza maitiro avakaita kuti vakabuda vachiona kuti zvavakagwira handizvo ende vanga vakuda kudzosa zita ravo rezapu no mubatanirwa yona watakaita ravipa unit acod taingoitira kuti vanhu vasapera but chokwadi chao chaicho vakazochiona kuti aa hapana mubatanirwa wanga uripo unit acod hapana nazvino tinongozoonawo kuti hapana uzvichiona
saka kwamuri mukoma Donald kuri kuti ndimi muri kugadza magamba munoti iri gamba renyika
chaizvo kwete renyika asi repasi rezi yange nekuno haringamboviro haridi politi bureu yezanupiefu kuti igare pasi nokuti magamba tinongoza akangoita samanyanga payapa hadzidi kana kuti vamunangagwa nepoliti bureu vagare pasi tise tichingoona kuti munhu igamba hapana apa hapadi kuti zanupiefu igare pasi saka hapana vadhavengwa hapana kana chisotsi kana kuti kuti nyange vakavavigavo kwavanoda kana kuti zvakafanira pana vaushimeni mabhena kana kuti pana vaidhikatekere pataiona vamugabe vachizobuda vachitiza vachienda kune imwe nyika kana pachiribwa munhu vakanga vasingawirirana hi apa nyange vakadero but zvinongozikamwa kuti vadhavengwa vakaparticipata zvakanyanya chaizvo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda mukoma blessing
tinotenda zvikuru tunga that's our listener there caller Donald Mamboma in South Africa
sibuyele kuwe babu Mabuka ngaphandle kokuthi ubaba uDabengwa ube ngumholi webandla lenu kuyini okugodwa okubalulekileyo eliza mkhumbula ngakho
neniwo ndakutaura neshona manje
taura yenyu zvese tinosangalisa
vadhavengwa vanga vari mutungamiri anoteerera chaizvo waiti kana uchitaura navo woona kuti murume uyu akateerera ari kunzwisisa zvandiri kutaura uyezve waive munhu wakuti kana ukataura navo kana vauadvisa vanga vasingakupengeri sezvinopenga vamwe vanhu kuti haiwo aita sei hindava vaizokutaurira zvakanaka nakaona kuti vatanga vafunga vasati vataura izvo zvavataura and mostly zvandichavafunga nazvo ndezvokuti pavabvisa zapu kune zano uku ibasa rinoda murume akasimba murume ane chivindi because pataibva paya paya taichaivhini kana vachitaura kuti vanhu vachapera kuurawa futi todzokera futi ground. As he persisted, Wangar Munwa not I, Varun and Dati days Agadai, Kanawa Fungas of Winter, Vaibuta Raimuita is also.
Kuluma Watavale Kukura Wundi Konapo, do you think this question can be resolved without people like Dabengwa alive and you know, bearing testimony?
I think it may be if some other independent people are involved. You know, you can't be someone who makes a mistake and be the policeman and be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think is the commissions that we have that are being monitored, being controlled, being sponsored by the state may not come up with the right resolution. I would have suggested what one of the chiefs suggested, that if they would want, they would have an international commission that will look into what happened, will look into how many people were killed, will look into the DNA so that those people can identify their relatives. They know where they are buried, but they are buried in big numbers, maybe 20 of them, and we need some DNA to find out whose bones are these, are they related, so that they can rebury their people. But the reburials that I understand are going on may not be the solution, because you may take up the bones without any DNA and rebury them decently. You know, it doesn't even show whether it was your father or mother who was part of that. Mm-hmm. So this thing needs possibly an internationally independent, free person who can be part of that. And I know it will be difficult for the guys who are in government now to really produce good results. Really, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Msipa, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
On the same issue, of course, Ntunga asked Mr. Mabuka about the possibility of resolving the issue of Gukra Wunde without the likes of Dumiso Dabengo?
Our own fathers were victims of Gukra Wunde.
Mm-hmm.
Our own sekurus.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as far down as Maboleni, look out, Masuku was my sekuru on my mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Gukra Wunde very well, right? Down to Mabole and down to Lower Kwere Kwesoko.
Mm-hmm.
The victims are still there.
Mm-hmm.
One of my uncles at the time, he had a Zephyr motor vehicle and the 300 Mombe.
Mm-hmm.
He had a homestead, Yema Zengi.
Mm-hmm.
It was burnt down in the Mombe Zagapisi Romdanga.
Mm-hmm.
By the time he died, he was a broken man.
Mm-hmm.
His children are still there, and I think Mombe, they only got up to 10 or something.
Mm-hmm.
The issue of Gukra Wunde will not go away from our history until it is resolved. And the resolution would mean going back to the actual victims. My victims are people, because we are a burial certificate, because the parents were considered missing.
Mm-hmm.
So Pane Zakawanda, so the issue of Gukra Wunde is a terrible blot in our history. Personally, in my family, we lost a number of people, so it's not something very far away. I was a young boy when guns were being fired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lower Kwere.
Until
we are very serious about it, you know, we really need to have a serious approach. The conversation...
Thank you, Mr. Msipa. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to thank Mr. Lloyd Msipa, lawyer and political analyst, Mr. Isaac Mabuka, ZAPU National Chairperson. Thanks to our viewers and listeners and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. Signing off, this is yours truly, a Blessing Zulu.
Lami Untunga Milinkomo, Zimbabwe Omuhle, Busuko Buhle.